Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's time for the botched moment of the day. Bad call, dropped pass, horrible coaching. Did someone say the wrong thing? Let's get to it on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
We have Ben Solak about to join us, ESPN NFL analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Benjamin Solak. But first, we got to do our botched moment of the day. This is a guy that I used to work with for years in Milwaukee, Ryan Horv, our co-host of BetMGM Tonight. Said this back in, I think it was July, and it's making its rounds now on social media.
I guarantee the Bears win a minimum of 10 games this season. If the Bears don't win at least 10 games this season, I will shave my eyebrows, my big-ass eyebrows, live here on this show, BetMGM Tonight. Brad Evans will fly him here to Washington, D.C., or to Bethesda, wherever he wants to come. He could shave my eyebrows. I'll also shave my head. I'll look like Edward Norton, like Edward Furlong. In the 90s. That's what I'll do here. That's how confident I am in the Chicago Bears. Ben Johnson knows the NFC North. Yeah, crank that stuff. I almost swore. That'd be bad.
Telling you, he's a closet Bears fan. He claims to be a Packers fan. He's a closet Bears fan. Now, will it be a botched moment at the end of the sea? Mr. Ben Solak joins us now on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. That's a bold call in July, I would say. Do we think he ends up shaving his eyebrows or not?
Well, it'd be close. The Bears are definitely 6-3. It is also the case that the Bears are punching above their weight record-wise. Right? You go look at some of these wins. Last-second win against the Raiders. It took a fumble by the Commanders to sneak that one away. Giants almost, obviously, a 10-point deficit in the fourth quarter. They're probably closer to a 500 team, but hey, the first half of the season ran out nice to you, and they have a good shot of winning this upcoming week in Minnesota. So I'm guessing eyebrows safe, but I do think if there's a good candidate of a team that looked great in the first half of the year to regress in the second half of the year, that team is Chicago.
Well, obviously, we all hate the Bears here, so I hope they lose every game, but now I really want them to make sure they don't get the 10 because I want to see the dude without his eyebrows. I had to get you on, man. You are awesome. I love when you're on with Mina Kimes. You do great work. Love everything about you. But when you went and broke down Monday night, the different inside zone running plays out of the shotgun that the Packers had ran this year and how it was pretty predictive, I guess you could say, when the Eagles did the calling out of which way the play was going and what it was. Packer fans got mad. Matt LaFleur said, hey, this happens in the NFL, right? It's not the first time it's happened to an NFL team. It happens from time to time. What's your response to that?
He's not wrong. It's absolutely the case that it happens from time to time. In fact, I would say it happens more frequently on a 2nd and 7 in the second quarter of a 10-3 game than we realize, right? Like, remember, this was Moro Ojomo, who was the one who kind of sniffed things out. He was a 7th-round pick out of Texas. He was a backup rotational player for them up until this season. Like, this is the NFL. You know, guys are much better at seeing things and reacting to things and picking up on tendencies than they tip their hands to in the media and we give them credit for on the outside. So LaFleur is correct to say that, like, these sort of instances happen. Now, good self-scouting, good internal scouting catches these things, right? And you would hope that somebody in the Packers building is able to say, you know, over the course of the season, hey, you know, do we need to be looking at what we do with our short yardage runs in our hurry-up situations, right? Take the Eagles, for example. the first tush-push they ran against the Packers, they ran a change-up tush-push, right? They didn't shove it straight down the middle, but Jalen Hurts took a step to his left, and they ran that sneak off tackle there against the Packers. That's good internal self-scouting, saying, hey, we have tendencies other teams are going to pick up on them. Let's try to be a week ahead instead of a week behind. And so it's not an egregious sin. It just happens in a nationally televised game, on fourth down, after an embarrassing loss to the Panthers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and the snowball compounds.
Prior to that Carolina game and this last game against the Eagles, if you take the Packers' scores against the wins and then their tie against Dallas and take the Cleveland game out, they are averaging over 30 points a game. Now, the last two weeks, obviously, it has stumbled badly, and now people are freaking out or asking Matt LaFleur about job security, questioning the identity of the offense, and so forth. Is there good reason to be doing this after two games, after they were playing so well earlier in the year?
A good reason is, I think, a bit of a stretch. I understand why it's happening, simply because Green Bay is a championship town and it's come with championship expectations. It's always going to be, you know, some urgency on that job. But when we say things like we're calling for Matt LaFleur's job or his job is in jeopardy, well, what's his job as the head coach and as the offensive play caller? It's to coach around the talent deficiencies and the injuries, right? And over the course of the last few weeks, we've really seen this offensive line start to struggle. And even as it's gotten fully healthy and the carousel has stopped, you don't have the caliber of play there that you're used to. You don't know if guys are banged up, getting old. Aaron Banks was a big free agent signing. He hasn't played up to that price tag necessarily. And then, of course, the injuries, right? We had Jaden Reed quite a while ago. This Tucker Kraft injury is an enormous one. He's the linchpin for that offense. And you're getting banged up receivers across the board, right? And Christian Watson and then Matthew Golden and Dontayvion Wicks have all missed periods of time. And so when we say, oh, you know, Matt LaFleur is coaching for his job the rest of the way, he is. His job is to be able to coach around these things and to excel despite it. And so if and when the Packers offense improves down the stretch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Which I expect them to do. They have good players and a good coach. We will no longer be saying, oh, this is, you know, Matt LaFleur's job calling for his job, because he will have done his job, which is, you know, dealing with the deficiencies around him. And so I have confidence the Packers offense will look better down the stretch, because I have confidence that LaFleur is a good coach and will do this. If not, then a reckoning comes in the offseason.
I'm Ben Solak, ESPN NFL analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Benjamin Solak. I need to know your opinion on Jordan Love. I saw Dan Orlovsky, I think it was, Tuesday or Wednesday, talk about they need to take the handcuffs off Jordan Love, let him be more aggressive, and throw the ball more. The one alarming stat I saw earlier in the week was after week three, the Packers were like second or third in the NFL in play action usage rate, and Jordan Love was at 128 passer rating. From week four on, they're like 28th in the NFL in play action usage rate at that point. It's like they turned it off and decided not to do it, and I think that has a lot to do with what's going on with Jordan Love. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think Dan's barking up the right tree there. You know, Dan made the point, you don't pay the guy $55 million to just, you know, not just protect the football, right? Play cautious ball. And it's tricky because that's exactly what they're paying Jalen Hurts $53 million for in Philadelphia, right? There are ways to do this. What Matt LaFleur wants to be on offense, where they are highly precise, they are surgical in the short areas of the field, and they're able to string together these long drives, right? If you listen to his press conference after that Panthers game, he couldn't stop talking about it. He said we had a 10-play drive, a 9-play drive, a 9-play drive. We were moving the football, And then we just, you know, they had the fumble, they had the penalties, they had the missed field goal, so on and so forth. So the mountain that LaFleur is trying to climb up, the road he's taking them down, it's not like it's pointless. It's not like there's no, you know, gold at the end of the rainbow. No, there's worlds where you become a really balanced team, play great defense, run the football, like the Chiefs and the Eagles last year. You can win these close games. And then in those moments you need the explosives, you know you have a Christian Watson, you know you have a Jordan Love. However, they just are not consistent enough as a team. They're still a very young offense. I know we've been saying that for years, but it is true. It's just a bunch of young players. They're still a young offense. And then Love, as a quarterback, just is better when he plays fearlessly. He absolutely has some bad games. He had a three-pick game in the playoffs against the Eagles last year. We have to remember this. But he makes his best throws, has the biggest positive impact on the game when he doesn't feel like if he makes a negative play, he's going to go to the sideline, get the offense taken away from him, and have to kind of play, you know, dink and dunk point guard football the rest of the way. And so I agree with Orlovsky's larger take, which is that the best version of the Packers offense is one that emboldens and allows Love to make some of those mistakes, because he will overall pay you off with a lot more positive plays as well.
The one thing we were starting to see prior to him getting hurt was Tucker Kraft, it appeared to be becoming that number one guy for Jordan Love, and was having that breakout time finally, something that, you know, locally here we were calling for last year to be the case and never got to that point. And it felt like Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love started to realize that. Well, then Tucker Kraft goes down, and now we're back in that same basket again, or in that same mode again, as far as who's going to be that guy. Do they have enough pieces around Jordan Love to overcome that Tucker Kraft injury when you start talking about making a run?
Yeah, they do. And they have the same problem they've always had, which is that it's not so easy as, like, okay, throw the ball at Justin Jefferson, right? That's what you tell J.J. McCarthy. You go see where 18 is, chuck it near him, right? Like this is not complex. It is more complex because they have a bunch of siloed receivers who exist in siloed roles. Romeo Doubs on the outside in the red zone, Christian Watson down the field, Jaden Reed from the slot. Like, you still have to find a way to kind of play a little bit, spread and shred a little bit, you know, distribute the wealth, because that's just how they've built this room. But they have the requisite offensive firepower. The wide receiver room is enough. Now, the really, really big thing is Reed coming back and how he affects yards after the catch. Before Kraft went down, the Packers had, as a team, about 220 yards after the catch over expectation. That's a next-gen stat. Basically says, hey, like, guys who are breaking tackles, guys who are outrunning angles, who's creating more yaks than we thought they would. As a team, they had about 220. Tucker Kraft had 110 of those, right? It was all coming from the tight end. Josh Jacobs was second at 60. In Watson and in Golden and in Dobbs and in Wicks, you don't have tackle breakers. These are not guys who create after the catch that turn those incremental, you know, dink and dunk passes that LaFleur prefers here and turns those into explosive gains. Reed is the guy who's got to do it. And so the big linchpin to figure out in November and December is how healthy is he coming off of the foot and how many tackles is he able to break. If you can get playmaking from Reed, you do have enough.
I forgot who said it, Ben Solak, but somebody had mentioned, some analyst here in the last couple of weeks, was instead of trying to scheme everybody open, sometimes just call a play and let your player beat the player lined up against him. It was kind of advocating for Matt LaFleur to do that a little bit more than he's done in the past. What say you about that?
I think it's an easy thing to say. I think it's a very hard thing to actually manifest in practice. Like, you brought up the play-action passing thing. I would say an offense that has a very heavy play-action rate in the first three weeks, is manufacturing who the ball should go to, right? Is deciding, all right, this is going to be the play, this is where the space is going to be. And then the offense that since week four has been 26th is saying, hey, you know, pick a side, make a read. Like, you know, you're our supercomputer quarterback. You can do this well. And so it's hard to, from the outside, watch the film and find a little statistical dials that indicate, oh, this is how much this team trusts their quarterback relative to how much that team trusts this wide receiver to win in space, so on and so forth. The overall sentiment there, which is, hey, you know, if we've invested a top 40 pick in Christian Watson and a top 25 pick in Matthew Golden, can we just, like, you know, give these guys some more one-on-one opportunities that aren't 45 yards down the field? I think that comment is very legitimate. I think an improvement in this offense would be, hey, instead of Love and Matt LaFleur being the two, you know, weight-bearing posts of this whole thing, let's just let Golden have, like, a great game. Let's let Golden just wax that opposing slot corner and then have him be a little bit more of a load-bearing unit for us. I think that's legitimate, but it's always a hard thing to say from the outside. Like, oh, you know, just give the guys more run. You don't really know what's happening in the room. It's hard to read out the plays in that way. Sometimes, like, ideas like that can just be too nebulous.
Go ahead, promote away. Anything you want to promote on the way out here?
Ben Solak at ESPN. That's the socials. That's where the column is up every single Tuesday. You can read my thoughts on the NFL week. It's a good time over here. We have fun.
Very good. Benjamin Solak, I appreciate you, man. Have a good one. Hopefully we can do this again in the future.
Take care, fellas. Bye-bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.